Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 197. Yesterday we started studying the skeletal muscles and discussed its biological conflicts. We saw that the skeletal muscles can be affected by two conflicts, one a moderate self-devaluation conflict and two a motor conflict when considering its bulk and its movement respectively. We also saw different localized motor conflicts affecting muscle groups. Let us continue considering the SBS of the skeletal muscles today. According to the conventional medicine, several so-called diseases of the skeletal muscles are considered as of genetic origin. They support the theory of genetic origin of diseases because some medical conditions like multiple sclerosis or MS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS, etc. are found to run in families. They do not know what Dr. Hammer discussed about motor conflicts. According to him, motor conflicts can be experienced with or on behalf of someone else, especially if the other person is a loved one. Therefore, when someone finds that his loved one has a medical condition that is hereditary, he is more susceptible to be affected with fresh feeling stuck conflicts. Another similar medical condition is cerebral palsy. According to conventional medicine, it is caused by the brain damage happening to the developing fetus. But Dr. Hammer says it is the result of motor conflicts experienced by the fetus inside the womb or during labor itself. Inside the womb, a fetus can experience conflicts of not being able to escape when mother meets with a danger or frightening noises in the surroundings like that of a jackhammer, chainsaw, lawn mower, grass trimmer, mixer, grinder, driller, blender, etc. Even loud human voices like screaming, shouting, yelling, as can happen during fights between parents or mother with her other children. In all similar conditions, the baby is born with paralysis of the limb muscles or motor disabilities. Ultrasound examinations can also cause traumatic results in the unborn baby. The feeling stuck conflict during a difficult labor or immediately after birth can also cause motor disabilities. Conventional medicine has not yet recognized the significance of psychic conflicts for the baby, and that is why many so-called muscle-related disabilities are explained using the genetic disease theory. Any number of similar programs happening with animals can be viewed in social media like YouTube, where they suffer motor conflicts or conflicts of feeling stuck. They can suffer during a fight with another animal, in a kennel, when chained or locked, trapped or forcefully held down by a veterinary surgeon for examination, surgery or vaccination. After considering all possible biological conflicts, we will move on to the study of the symptomatology of the conflict active phase of the SBS of the skeletal muscles. Here again, we have to learn the CA phase symptoms under two headings. One, cell loss or necrosis of the muscle tissue controlled from the cerebral medulla. And two, muscle weakness or muscle paralysis controlled from the motor cortex. What happens in any case of muscle paralysis is well explained by Dr. Hammer only. When the motor conflict impacts in the motor cortex, less impulses transmit to the corresponding muscle, resulting in the loss of muscle function. This has to be well understood by every student of GNM and has to be differentiated from the sensory paralysis related to the organs, periosteum and epidermis, which we will study later. The weakness or paralysis in muscles are experienced as a clumsiness or heaviness especially if the legs are affected. In nature, when the predator attacks the prey, the animals play dead. This is to escape from the danger of being attacked or killed. This phenomenon is known as a fake death reflex. Dr. Hammer very beautifully explains the phenomenon of weakness or paralysis as the biological purpose being served by nature in the CA phase. Later you will also study that there is a group of organs and tissues that respond to the related conflicts with functional loss. Striated muscles belong to that group along with the islet cells of pancreas, inner ear, olfactory nerves, retina, and vitreous body of the eyes. If there is only a self-devaluation conflict corresponding to a particular muscle, there will be muscle atrophy. There may not have a paralysis if it is not associated with a motor conflict. Many causes of self-devaluation can occur in the pelvic floor due to a very difficult pregnancy, urinary incontinence, chronic constipation, etc., and result in weakness of pelvic floor muscles. Muscle atrophy becomes visible in prolonged conflict activity. Friends, we will continue discussing the SBS of the skeletal muscles tomorrow also. Many medical conditions come under the skeletal muscles, and so this is a longer topic. We break here today. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.